In this message, Pastor explains the access points to godly wisdom. He encourages to apply your heart to search and seek wisdom.
Tonight, I want to continue with the word that I was preaching for you for some weeks on the wisdom of God. And so a lot of scriptures, God's wisdom. Jesus is God's wisdom. Amen. How would you access wisdom in your life? You know, somebody said that wisdom is a treasure field that has plenty of access points. So what are some of those access points of wisdom? The book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter and verse 9. It says there, the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, verse 9. Yes, read on.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them?
If they have rejected the word of the Lord, what wisdom is in them? So the revelation of God's word is an access point for wisdom in your life. Every time you hear a preaching, a teaching from God's word on wisdom, you are accessing wisdom. Even tonight, wherever you are, lift your voice and say, Jesus, I need you. I need your wisdom operating in my life. I receive your word. Value the word. Treasure the word. Hold on to the word. Men and women of the word are men and women of wisdom. A mindset of inquiry is an access point for wisdom. Jesus' word in James 1 says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. Amen. Glory to God. You need to continuously have this mind that inquires. Lord, why am I having the same sickness again and again and again? You promised me healing. I received your healing. Why have I lost it? You're inquiring in prayer. Oh Lord, why am I in the same financial trouble week after week? Obviously, there is something wrong. Lord, why am I in it? How do I come out of it? Oh Lord, why am I falling into the same sin again and again? How do I walk in victory? You keep inquiring. Oh, why is my family life always going through the same struggle? Why am I always having a fight with my spouse? Why is there so much of peacelessness at home? See, you got to inquire in prayer. You got to say, Lord, I need wisdom. I don't want to continue in this struggle that I'm having. I need your wisdom to bring me out of it. It is that kind of deep seeking, searching, that gives you access to God's wisdom. If something happened in my life, why did it happen? I want to know the reason for what happened. Not as a rebellion, but as a searching heart. You keep seeking the face of Jesus and you keep asking him. And it is said that ordinary people, normal people know things. Educated people know things. But a wise man knows the reason behind those things. The book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, verse 16. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16.
Thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways and see and ask for the old paths.
Ask questions. Ask for the old paths.
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
And walk therein.
And you shall find rest for your soul.
Yes, and you shall find rest for your soul.
But they said, we will not walk there.
See, it says there, ask. Look at Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, verse 25. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, verse 25.
I applied my heart to know. And to seek out wisdom.
I applied my heart to search, to seek out wisdom. You know, John G. Lake, one of those great healing ministers, he would say, "Lord, I know that you heal, but I want to know how you heal. I want to know the whole process of how you do it." And he spent time in prayer seeking the face of the Lord. And God gave him an understanding of how the healing anointing operates. When a sickness is caused by a demon, he could recognize that. When it's caused by natural reasons, he could understand that. When the healing presence was upon him, he knew it. Glory to God. Light comes into your life when you ask. Ask and you shall receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 1.
Who is as the wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing?
Who is the wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing?
A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine.
Yes, a man. Wisdom
makes his face to shine.
Makes his face to shine.
And the boldness of his face shall be changed.
Yes, look in the New Testament. Look at Gospel of Luke chapter 2 and verse 46, speaking about Jesus our Savior. It says he was in the temple continuously asking. Are you with me? Luke 2:46. Read on.
And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions.
Both hearing them and asking them questions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had an angel just come by here in a green t-shirt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus was both listening and asking questions. See, ask. If the student is ready, the teacher is more than ready. If you are willing to ask, Rabbi, Jesus is more than ready. So how do you access wisdom? You have to be separated unto wisdom. Proverbs 18 verse 1. It says that, through desire a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. You want to know wisdom? You have to separate yourself to know. Bishop Oyedepo, he has got one of the most beautiful churches up in Nigeria. I've been there. He spent days in prayer asking the Lord, "Lord, what is the secret behind divine supply? Behind supernatural supply?" And God began to reveal to him. And so you see the Canaan land, over 2,500 acres. You don't even think it is Africa when you go there. Beautifully kept. It's almost like you're in Europe or in some other part of the world. Universities, Bible colleges, church. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13. Yes.
And I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom.
Yes, I gave my heart to seek
and search out by wisdom.
I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. I gave my heart. Some people just do it half-heartedly. Somebody said wisdom doesn't belong to the lazy. you need to have a certain level of discipline, desire, patience to seek and to get. Four. How do you have access to wisdom? When you associate yourself with the wise. You cannot be wise and be the friend of a fool. Your company places a limit on your mentality. Proverbs 13:20.
He that walketh with wise men
shall be wise. But the companion of fools shall be destroyed. He who walketh with a wise man is wise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Show me your friend and I'll tell you your level of wisdom. Show me your spouse and I will tell you your level of wisdom, your choice. The guy that you married, you show me that and I'll tell you what was the level of thinking behind it. Was it wise? Was it foolish? What did you see in that joker? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, somebody sent a YouTube video of a tortoise, a turtle, crawling, and a puppy on the stomach crawling next to it. So the company of that puppy was the tortoise, and the tortoise is also behaving just like, I mean, the pup is also behaving just like the tortoise. Stayed together with the tortoise for some time, and the puppy forgot to run. He became a doctoise. Tortoise and doctoise. Be careful whom you hang around with, because you will absorb the mindset of the people that you are with. In 1 Kings chapter 12, there is an interesting scripture, verse 6. It says that during the time of Rehoboam the king,
consulted with the old men.
King Rehoboam consulted with the wise men that were with Solomon during Solomon's time. Solomon was the wisest of men on the planet Earth at that time. But he himself was surrounded by other wise men. It doesn't matter how wise you are. You got to be surrounded by still more wise men. There was no one more wiser than Solomon during that time. But he himself was surrounded by wise men. Now David the king, he had the prophet speaking into his life. He was surrounded by a prophetic voice. You know, hearing the testimony of a man of God who received an impartation from T.L. Osborne. And Oral Roberts one day came to meet this man of God. And Oral Roberts said to him, would you lay your hands upon me and pray? I need healing. So this man said, how can I pray for you? I mean, you are the one who's supposed to pray for me. So Oral Roberts said, you know, T.L. Osborne and myself, we were very close friends. Whenever he had an issue, I would pray for him. Whenever I had an issue, he would pray for me. And he told, before he went to be with the Lord, how he had laid hands upon you and imparted to you the anointing and the grace that was upon him. That is why I came to you, so that you can lay hands upon me. See, look at these men of God who moved in that anointing. Look at their humility. Look at their grace. Look at their understanding. Kenneth Hagin, T.L. Osborne, Oral Roberts, all in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've been there. All these places. Kenneth Hagin's camp meeting sometimes would be held in Oral Roberts University. They had no competition. When Oral Roberts University was built, Billy Graham came and dedicated that building. Billy Graham said, I don't have a university. Oral Roberts God told me to build, and he's built, let me dedicate it. So Billy Graham went on to live till 99 years old. Oral Roberts went on to live till 91. T.L. Osborne went on to live till 89. See, they had this, they would encourage each other, pray for each other. Surrounded by wise men. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I need wise men, wise women around my life. In Jesus' name. Impartation of wisdom. That's another access point. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. When Moses laid his hands upon Joshua, the spirit of wisdom came upon Joshua. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5. The same faith that I saw in your grandmother and in your mother Louise and Eunice, now I see operating in you. See, impartation. I believe in impartation. I believe in laying on of hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If something is imparted to you, if you know how to value that, you get results with ease. Glory to God. Things get easier. If you're going to do it by yourself, it becomes much more harder. Even Bishop Oyedepo, even before he started ministry, had Adiboy lay hands upon him. I had both of them lay hands upon me some time back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, you are a spirit of wisdom. Fill me. Amen. Hallelujah. Meditation. Meditating on the Word of God, to be specific. Joshua 1 verse 8, we know that scripture, don't we? It says there, God said unto Joshua, if you meditate on my law day and night,
this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Yes.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Yes.
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
And then you shall have good success. I think it is the Amplified Bible that says there, you shall deal wisely with the affairs of this life when you meditate on the word of the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 99, 100 and 103. Psalm 119, 99. It says there, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Hallelujah. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. Glory to God. You have to think the word. Say that with me. I have to think the word.
I have to think the word.
You have to have the word of God occupying your thoughts, your mind. You have to, when you read the Bible, you have to ask questions to the word. What responsibility do I have from the word that you showed me this day? You should ask. What do I learn from the sermon today that my pastor preached? Where are you correcting me, Lord? What are you trying to tell me? You need to ask those questions. You have to see, when you read the scripture by yourself, you see what was God trying to communicate when he said this portion of scripture that I'm reading. What did God mean by what he wrote in this word? What responsibility does this word place on me? What am I supposed to do? See, when you apply the word of God, that is the time you begin to access God's wisdom. Just reading a scripture, memorizing it, and then not even thinking about it, doesn't produce the effect for which God wanted you to have. First Samuel 13:14. This is a very interesting scripture. I never understood that in the scriptures. 1 Samuel 13:14.
But now, thy kingdom shall not continue.
Yes.
The Lord has sought him.
God is saying to Saul,
the Lord has sought him her man after his own heart.
After his own heart.
And the Lord has commanded him.
And the Lord has commanded him
to be captain over his people.
Yes. Speaking about David.
Because thou hast not kept that which
but that's enough. The Lord has commanded this man to be the captain or the king over his people. When God's word is coming to Saul, God has already commanded David. I used to think that, you know, David didn't know until the prophet Samuel came and poured oil and said, but God had already commanded David, you shall be the king. When David went before Goliath, he already knew. He was already aware that he was going to be the king, that he would win. And I wonder what would happen in your life if you are aware of where you will be 30 years from now. If God reveals to you when you read his word or meditate on his word or seeking his face, and God tells you, what level of grace and confidence will you have? What am I aware of about my life? If there is nothing that you are aware of about your life, then you haven't really sought him. You haven't heard from him. You won't live anyhow if you're aware of where God is taking you. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, 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 give me understanding according to your word. Help me to be aware of your purpose, your plans over my life. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your voice. Give a shout to Jesus. Ask him, ask him, ask him, Lord, make me aware through your word, through your spirit. Your purpose is in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You won't be troubled by every little challenge that comes in your life if God has only already revealed to you. May that kind of grace show up in your life. May you become aware to what God is revealing over your life, about your family. Let every insecurity and fear depart out of your life in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The access point of wisdom, information or instructions that comes from the Holy Spirit. Wise people are more informed or better instructed than the foolish one. Unwise people are ignorant. They don't know anything. They think they know. But the moment they begin to understand, they don't know, is the moment God has set you free to receive or have access to wisdom. Unwise people are ignorant. Wise people are knowledgeable. They know, they have information. They have been instructed by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Proverbs 1:5.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning.
A wise, A wise man will hear.
And will increase learning.
Yes, a wise man will hear. He's instructed. He will hear. He will read. He will understand. Knowledge is the raw material for wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. So you need knowledge. The wise man will hear. Look at Proverbs 1 verse 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Look at somebody and say, don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Glory to God. Some people can't be taught. The Lord told me some time back, don't waste time on people who can't be taught. They won't listen. They know everything. People who can't be taught won't become wise. You hate to learn, you can't be wise. Do whatever it takes to be a learner. And learn from the right sources. Where you learn from is also important. Charles Darwin was a seminarian. Do you know that? He was learning to be a priest. Until he read a small book. He read a small book and he lost his faith in the scriptures. And he began to figure out things that are not according to God's word. Began to think that man evolved out of a monkey. See, wrong source of information can take you away from the path of wisdom. See, when you want to learn, you have to learn from God's word. You know, I was saying to somebody the other day, you know, when I look for somebody to lay hands upon me, I look at a few things. I look at whether they're doctrinally sound, whether they have character. Some can be quite a character. That's not what I'm saying. Do they have character, moral authority? Do they have a family life? Do they exhibit the fruit of the Spirit? Not just the gifts. And have they stood the test of time? Just not a flash in the pan. You know, somebody who came yesterday began to prophesy and do a lot of miracles, and then you don't see them after 6 months. And have they built something? Have they built something? Your source has to be the right source. Access point 8 of wisdom. The process of reflection or reasoning. In other words, putting your mind to work. Can you tell somebody you need to put your mind to work? Don't send your mind on a holiday. Glory to God. Proverbs 20 verse 5.
Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out.
Yes. Genesis 24 verse 63, speaking about Isaac, he was meditating on the field. Luke 15 verse 17, the prodigal son, the younger son, he came to his senses. One version says he came to a right mind. A change of season won't happen without a change in your mind. He was in the pigsty. But before a season change of enjoying the feast at his father's house, there had to be a change of mind. He came to his senses. There are times as a disciple of Jesus you have to pray through. And there are times in your life you just have to think through. The prodigal son came to his senses. He thought. He didn't pray through. In the pigsty, he was not praying and crying. He just thought, hey, in my father's house, even the servants had plenty to eat. He's such a loving father. I was so happy there. See, he just thought. There are times when a husband and wife had to sit through and think through. We hear about them praying through. Sometimes it's good just praying. But sometimes you just have to sit and think. What's good for our family? What's good for our children? Now, sometimes you need to think about your business. And I'm somebody who believes that you think the best when you write on a piece of paper. So you'll always find me having a book and papers, all these papers. These are what I need to do before 31st, all these. What God said. You sit and write and you think, how can I make this business better? What's happening? Where am I losing money? What's happening? You sit and think. Apply your mind. What's happening with my life? How am I going to go forward? And you write 5 things that you think could be the reason. And then you take it to the Lord in prayer. And then another 5 thoughts come. Write it down. And when you spend time again, another 5 things come. And when you pray, finally God says, those 3, number 14, 15, and number 3 are the reasons that you've written down for why your business is going wrong. And you receive wisdom. When you begin to, you know, you need to pray through to a solution and you need to reason out of frustration. Luke 15:17, the younger son taught himself out of frustration. Why am I frustrated sitting in this pigsty? I need to get up and go. I need to get up and go back to my father's house. Can you imagine? You can come out of frustration. Many a challenge if you will just sit and think. Hallelujah. But we don't have time to think. We are on all the time scrolling. Access point for wisdom. Observation for life is a way of wisdom. Eyes to see. Everything that you're seeing is telling you something. Everything that you see in life is telling you something. Proverbs 24, 30 and 31. Proverbs 24, 30 and 31.
I went by the field of the slothful.
I went by the field of the slothful.
And by the vineyard of the man void of understanding.
And by the vineyard of the man void of understanding.
And lo, it was all grown over with thorns. Mm. And nettles had covered the face thereof. Mm. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Mm. Then I saw and considered.
See? I considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little foldings little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Just observing. Just watching. A feel. He came to his senses. Little bit of laziness. Sometimes you just need to stand before the mirror and look at your stomach and say, oh my God. A little bit of this diet is going to make my stomach bigger than me. I better work out, handle my diet properly. It's just observing. Observe your life. Sometimes you go into a family and you observe. Sometimes the way that a woman speaks to a husband, you just watch, you know, okay. She's sounding like the man of the house. All that she needs is a mustache. Sometimes I gift her for the next birthday a nice shaving set. Because she's speaking like a man. She's commanding the man. It's aggressive. You know that that marriage won't be happy one. Well, that's not the way that God ordained through his scripture. Our children, the way they are corrected, sometimes the parents are using condemning voices. That child will never have self-esteem. You correct in love. You don't call your children useless and worthless and good for nothing. Sometimes over-caring for your child can make them useless. They don't know how to do anything. So what am I learning from what I'm seeing? Jeremiah 8 verse 1 to 3. The man was asked to go into the potter's house, and he saw the potter making something. He observed. And when he observed, the Lord spoke to him. You don't observe anything. You're just sitting and watching. You know, you will never find successful people just having enough and more time on social media. Can you imagine King Charles taking a selfie of him eating a hamburger and putting it on Facebook? You are a priest and a king when you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Learn to observe. Acts 10 verse 19. Peter praying in the house of Simon the tanner.
While Peter thought on the vision.
See, while Peter thought on the vision. God showed him a vision while he thought on the vision.
The Spirit said unto him.
The Spirit said unto him. See, when you observe, the Lord will speak. And I close with this one. The access point for wisdom number 10. We learn from the inspiration we learn for inspiration. We look at people who inspire us to be wise and successful. That's how you word it. Acts 4:13. We close with that.
And now when they saw the boldness of Peter
Saw the boldness of
Peter and John
and perceived
that they were unlearned and ignorant men.
They marveled.
And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Jesus was the inspiration. These guys had been with Jesus. Look at the boldness. They don't have education, but these people are bold. They have courage. They have wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You learn to observe. I love observing Jesus. I love observing. I read through the New Testament as many times as possible to learn from Jesus. The biggest compliment that I received was this two days back when one of my nephews asked his father when he saw the little boy. How old is he? 3 years old. A little boy asked his dad, is that Jesus? I'm sure he's seen the Lord in me. Gosh, hallelujah, that thrilled me to bits. I'm far from being anywhere near that, but at least he saw the Lord in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Observe. They observed and realized these people have been with Jesus. Jesus has been the inspiration. If you are not inspired in life, you will expire very fast. Have you seen the people going into depression because there is nothing more in life that is inspiring them? Yeah, I've traveled to that place. I've eaten that food. I've ticked that box. Okay, my bucket list is all done. Okay, my children are settled. Okay, my 70th birthday was a great celebration. Yeah, great. I have enough and more money in the account. Everything is done. All my responsibilities are over. What to do? Nothing more to do. Nothing inspires them. Some people, no one inspires them. Nothing inspires them. Inspiration is an access point to wisdom. Be inspired with the right people. People who are godly. People who build homes. People who walk in the blessing of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be inspired. These are access points, the treasure field of wisdom, to have access to that, the access points to wisdom.